All right, everyone. This is the Grim Lord, and basically, it was a bad week. Oh man, you'll have to excuse me. It's a little late, but I'm still gonna do this. But it was a bad week. A bunch of shit happened at my place. DP and I recorded one. Well, we recorded a Zelda. It didn't catch. It was good commentary. He was kind of pissed because it didn't catch. He didn't hit record. And, I mean, damn, dude, my place was flooded, okay? It was some shit happened. I was basically trying to repair something. Busted the water line. It was a mess. So, yeah, we weren't really just all ready to go ahead and do the show. It's good that Being a Dick and even the regular show got up. But I accidentally deleted the Jetsons one that we did, too. I didn't mean to. I guess I got the length mixed up with the length for the show that day, and I deleted that, and it sucked, because that was a long episode. Those Jetsons are fucking long. But, I thought about, you know, giving you guys something else, so I'm doing, Mega Man. And I'm gonna start doing maybe some of these by myself and see if you guys like them the same. If you want me to just do some and have ones with me and DP and ones with just I do it. Because I can do Red Tunes myself. And, yeah, we're going to do Mega Man. This is my favorite show as a kid. I loved it. And, let's see how it's aged. Gonna make sure it's on 50 so you guys can hear it. And we're go. Man, I haven't heard this song in a long time. The Megas actually covered it. They got all the designs right. You know, unlike the Captain N shit. Wily's Robots. There's Elec-Man. I always liked Elec-Man. He's my favorite. I used to have a little figurine of Elec-Man that I carried around with me as a kid. Seems viable for Cutman's power. Like, whoever researched this, they did a very good job. Because all the powers are very accurate to the game. Show them how crazy you are, huh? Yep, so much for that.
This is Captain Lee. Kennedy International Airport is under attack by Dr. Wily's robots. We need help immediately. Calling Mega Man. We're calling Mega Man. Please help us.
Looks like Dr. Wily and his slime buckets are at it again.
We used to work with him. He must be stopped, Mega Man.
Right, I'm out of here.
Yeah, we're out of here.
Whoa, where are you going?
With you.
Not a chance, Fancy Pants. I don't need any girl robots getting in my way.
Wow, I don't need no girl robots.
Forget it, Roll. It's too dangerous.
Well, there's Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie. Let's jet out of here.
Hurry, Mega Man. Dr. Wily's robots are taking over the control tower.
Mega Man's gonna need my help whether he needs it or not. Men are all the same.
Men are all the same, even robots, she says. That damn feminist girl power shit.
Mega Man, the blue bomber.
Yep. It's a Japanese calling. Yeah, I like how he steals the powers, just like in the game.
Oh, now you got my weapon.
Ah, shit, you got my weapon. Oh, wow. This field of pieces.
Maybe you should plant some more brain chips into your robots, Dr. Wily.
A good idea. I'll rebuild him again.
Let's see how fancy your powers are against me, Mega Jerk. I'm as good or better than you, Proto Man. We'll see about that.
The only reason he rebels is because he's not Dr. Wily's robot. He was developed as a partnership between Dr. Wily and Dr. Light. He was the prototype. Wow. Well, damn. You ought to have that power in the game. Fuck the goddamn blaster. I'll just use the vacuum. I can't believe they got Roll actually fighting. Not for long, though. What? How does that happen? What the fuck? Hey, man, I've played all the games numerous times. I ain't never seen a game where he's like, I can't shoot. What the hell? That don't make any fucking sense. That robot's just gonna destroy everything because Mega Man done ran out of power in his buster somehow. Wow, Mets are good guys. I knew they always fucking were. Mets were always more like the helper robots. It was so weird that they always made them like an enemy.
Bring it to its knees.
If he never invented robots, none of this would ever have happened.
Yep, yeah, you're probably right. That wasn't to fix his goddamn buster. I ain't never played a game where he run out the buster.
I'm a little boy.
What's he saying, Dr. Light?
His electrical brain must be shorting in and out, and he's dreaming of the past. How well I remember. Dr. Wily was my assistant then. I've just finished
okay,
my
that
first
was the prototype.
If he works, Dr. Wily, this will just be the first of many.
Tja, the world of robots.
Together, we can create
a world of robots.
Construction robots, mining robots, marine robots, and
robots. Remember, it's always Dr. Wily's robots.
Big moment.
It's working, Dr. Light.
It's working.
Something must be wrong. I command you to stop.
It wasn't okay.
Because Dr. Wily fucking programmed it.
System, Dr. Light.
be something else.
No, I'm sure it's the guidance system. We must destroy the plans and start over.
Yes, of course, Dr. Light. You're right, as always. I'll destroy the plans.
You couldn't tell that... You couldn't tell that he was scheming.
Destroy my rock, really. Not if I come here.
What are you doing with those plans, Dr. Wiley? You were supposed to destroy them.
Never! You're just jealous of my genius! You probably sabotaged the guidance system, so you could take on that planet! But now, it's my turn to be in the spotlight.
They kind of made that shit canon in the new Mega Man game, Mega Man 12. Yeah, where Dr. Wily's like, they don't understand my genius. So they made that kind of canon now. Rock is in Rockman.
Hi, my name's Rock. Who are you?
I'm Dr. Light. I built you.
Are you my father?
In a sense, I am.
I look human.
Yes, and I programmed you to feel like a human.
I like that.
They weren't able to feel like humans until Mega Man X.
Her name is Rome.
She's pretty.
Yes, and you can think of her as your sister.
Hi, I'm Rock, your brother.
I'm Raw.
We're one big family. And the two of you are going to help me as I create a whole new world.
Yep, Dr. Wily created the first... Dr. Wily. Dr. Light created the first.
This is Gutsman, a construction robot.
Construction.
He has enormous strength, and this one can freeze anything with his ice slasher beam.
Just think of all the great things they can do to help mankind.
Yes.
Yeah, freeze with his ice slasher beam. Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be really useful to mankind. The Met was such a big part of this. Yep, the castle looks accurate.
But that's not right.
Oh my, he's like Proto Man. I'm a big
I didn't even remember Wily capturing Mega Man or Rock.
Hey, you should be happy, Rock. You and I are brothers. We were built from the same plant. Let Dr. Wily reprogram you and join us in our quest to control mankind.
No way. You can count me out.
A little dark here, a little slice there. Won't you feel differently about this? It's Dr. Wily!
Not my universe, Buster!
You'll be a pleasure to live on.
Wait! Stop!
What are you doing?
Only if you want to live. My dad also built Super Warrior robots, and they're on their way here to rearrange your ugly anatomy. They're mean machines.
Robots can't lie. He must be telling the truth.
Wow, robots can't lie. He must be telling the truth. Wow.
Is there a way to stop them?
Let us go and I'll show you.
One strike.
Wow.
Thanks, Doc.
Now, tell me how to stop those robots.
Simple. First, you grab hold of one of these, like this, and then you shove it at them, like this.
What? Yeah! Conveniently!
But robots can't lie!
I think we overstayed our welcome. Let's get out of here!
Get us out of this! Now, stop them!
Wow, they're escaping in Dr. Wily's carrier. Make a door. There isn't a door, make one.
Are you mad at me? I had to tell a fib to get away.
Well, not this time, Rock. You saved you and your sister's life. It was your human emotions that enabled you to make that escape. But there's still a grave problem. Dr. Wily and Proto Man will be back, and there's only one way to stop them.
What is it, Father?
I'm going to have to rebuild you into a great robot warrior.
Yep.
And with your mixture of conscience, compassion, and self-determination, you'll always have an edge over other robots.
Imagine, my brother a super warrior.
Mega Man. There we go.
Mega Man. I like it.
But you're also my son, Rock. And I've got an added surprise for you. This is Rock. He's going to be your canine companion and transportation.
Mega. Hey, come on. Stop with the licking. Let's see what you can do.
As you can see, he's got an unlimited amount of vehicles he can transform into.
Yeah, he's one hunk of hardware. Hey, good boy.
I just feed him these battery biscuits for energy.
Battery biscuits, huh?
Hey, the two of us are gonna make a great team.
The three of us.
Hang on. My robot transistor sensed something coming.
While Dr. Light was rebuilding you, Mega Man, I did some work on myself. I guess I still need a few adjustments. But now I can help you when you go into battle, Mega Man.
Hey, no way. Forget it. You're out of your gourd, sis.
We'll make a great...
You're out of your gourd. There's no way.
Mega Man.
For a while.
I gotta get back to the airport and stop Dr. Wily and Proto Man.
What about me?
Okay, hop on. I've learned you don't listen when I tell you to stay put, so I might as well have you where I can keep an eye on you.
Wait, this time maybe bring your double order of energy cans.
Is that so his buster don't fucking run out like I ain't never seen before in the history of the series? And I've been playing this shit since I was yay high.
I'm in control now. Nothing can stop.
He's got a damn face on him.
It's time for the mayor of the city to surrender. No. Stop the command at all costs.
Yep. God damn it! Now you got my weapon! Damn, that cutter did more damage than I thought it could in the game! Like, that cutter was like a homing cutter! I ain't never seen any shit like that! Iceman's weapon. You're gonna freeze him. Electric man. Electric, yeah. Electric man. Damn. We'll suck him all back up. Gutsman. Oh, we got Gutsman's power now. I don't even remember this. That's pretty cool.
Where did he go?
Your fighting days are over, Proto Man. I'm taking you back to Dr. Light's lab. He'll reprogram you to be good.
Mega Man did it again! But that blue dweeb hasn't seen the last of us.
My robots have almost finished preparing the airport, Mr. Mayor.
The city offers its congratulations, Mega Man, for a job well done.
The credit goes to all of us.
Even me?
Even you. And my faithful robot dog, Rush. Hey, fetch, Rush! Sometimes I'm not too sure Rush's circuits are wired correctly. Hey, boy.
All right. So what'd you think of that? That brought back some nostalgia for me. My God. By the way, every episode they do is different robot masters. Like, it's not always the same ones. Cutsman, Gutsman, and Iceman, and Electman. They were just, and Fireman, of course. They were just using them because that was the Mega Man 1 robot masters. But they use a bunch of different robot masters. So you'll get to see a lot that you're familiar with. There's even a Mega Man X episode, and that's really done well, actually. No, it's surprisingly done well. I like the way they did that episode. Sigma's even in it, I believe. But I know Vile's in it for sure. But no, it's done well. It's Mega X, and it's still a great episode. I was kind of mind-blown when I saw it for the first time because I never got to catch it as a kid. And I was like, when I was a kid, I was like, dude, when are they going to continue this series into Mega Man X, you know? I haven't had an idea of the theme song. Like, it's going to be the same thing. They were just going, Mega Man X, you know? I was like, when are they going to do that? Like, because I would watch that every fucking day. Like, I'd buy all the figures and everything. I was a Mega Man X nut when Mega Man X came out. Like, it's still one of my favorite games of all time. And I'm not talking about just the first one. I'm talking about all the Super Nintendo and, you know, I like the second one, third one. I've made my video on that. But you guys know, I liked X. So I was like, damn, I wanted to see a full series of that. We never did really get one. We got manga, and it doesn't really do it that much justice, but it's cool. It's better than nothing. At any rate, guys, I hope you like this, me going through Mega Man and my fucking childhood, and holy shit, there's some red pill kind of shit there. It's like, we don't need you messing around, but they totally had her on the whole feminist train. Like, Roll was definitely, like, you're not gonna let, have me sit here, and he's like, well, I guess you need to come with me, because, you don't pay attention anyway. So, yeah, and I mean, dude, she defeated Fireman, so I'm like, holy shit. Like, that tripped me out. She just took her vacuum and fucking beat Fireman. Fireman was actually a pretty difficult enemy. He wasn't one of the first ones you fought in the game. But they made Gutsman overpowered. Remember, Gutsman's the first one you go for in the original Mega Man. So, they made him, like, one of the last ones you fight. Because, I guess, I don't know, his super strength. But he really didn't have much of another power besides that. And I like that they showed his power, because technically he doesn't have anything other than a color change. Which is one thing they don't do in this. And I think that's kind of weird that they never did the color change thing. But anyway, I like that they showed, like, the arm portion getting larger, like Gutsman's arm, to show that they had the super strength. That was pretty cool, because I mean, there was no other way they could have shown that, and it worked. So I mean, say what you want about the Ruby Spears cartoon, but it's actually pretty damn well done and accurate to the series. So definitely, if you like this, we'll do more of it, and I'm proud to bring you this, because, like, Mega Man is, well, like I said, my favorite cartoon growing up. So we'll bring you more on Grimm's Saturday Morning Red Tunes.